Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Baba Basra. We're in Perek Ches, the Perek Mishnah Zayin. Kosev Nechasev Levanav Tzarech Sheyichtov Me'ayom L'Acher Misa. If a person writes and designates the property to be handed over to his sons, he must write from today until after death. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, V'yosei Omer Eino Tzarech. V'yosei says that you don't have to write this stipulation. The reason Rabbi Yehuda says you have to write the stipulation is because that it has to set up that the person, that the kids, the inheritors, acquire the lands today, and the whole thing goes over to them afterwards, after the death, and this establishes that the person who is handing them over keeps the yield, the produce, anything that comes from the land or the property, but that the property is belongs to the inheritors. Kosev Nechasov Levino L'Acher Moso. If a person writes, signs over his possessions to his kids to take over after he dies, though Ha'av Inu Yachol Limkor Ebnei Shehen Kesuvim Leben. The father in his lifetime, after this has been written, is not allowed to sell it because it actually belongs, as we mentioned above, that what the moment that the sale that the properties are written out to be inherited by, that they're going to be inherited by a specific kid, the father loses the full rights to it. He only gets the produce, the yield. The kid has it, so therefore the father can't sell it because it actually belongs to the kid. And similarly, the ben can't sell it. The kids can't sell it because technically it's still the rishus of the father. So neither of them can really sell it. However, in a case where machar av, the father sells it, mechurin ad shiyamos, it's sold, the field is sold until he actually dies. Meaning what? Meaning that he's selling the rights for somebody to take the yield, the rights to the produce of the field, but not the actual field itself. Machar ben, if the son sells it when the father is still alive, and keep in mind he's not able to do that because the rishus still belongs to the father, then what happens? The person who is buying it cannot get any of the anything from the field until the father actually dies, because the son can't sell the produce, the yield that belongs, that the father has the rights to. The father, because he has the rights to the yield, is able to cut anything he wants and give it to feed whoever he'd like with it. And similarly, anything that he would leave detached that would go to the ground, that gets split evenly by all the yorshin, not the son, who is given the rights to this field. Next piece of the mission, if somebody leaves over younger sons and older sons, if the older ones have more expenses than the younger ones, it doesn't matter. They don't get to benefit at the cost of the younger ones. And similarly, the loha katanim nosnin al gadolim. The older ones don't have to feel that are not obligated to support the younger ones. However, what happens? Chokim b'sheva. Everybody splits it equally, regardless of any of the real expenses that they have at that day. Natsu hagadolim yisu katanim. If the older ones married, the younger ones may marry. And that comes from the property of the father. However, v'im amru hakatanim harei anu nosim kederach shenasim atem, that we get married the same way you guys were, ain't children, that we don't listen to them, elamash nasim lan laviyam nasim. They can get married, but they'd have to use the funds that their father has prescribed to them. Their funds to pay for the wedding don't come from the other sons. And the next Mishnah Ches, which we're going to begin, talks about the same thing identically with the daughters. It reads, Haniach banos gedolos uktanos, ein gedolos misparnosos al ketanos. If a person has older daughters and younger daughters, the older ones are not to be supported at the expense of the younger ones, and likewise, the loktanos nosos al gedolos al chokos v'shava. The younger ones don't get fed by the older ones, except what happens, they're supposed to divide everything equally. Mishnah continues, similarly by the girls, Nasu Gedolos, Yisu Katanos. If the older ones marry, the younger ones will marry as well. Meaning that if they would take the, if they would get married from the inheritance, so too the younger ones can. However, the older ones were married before the father dies. The younger ones cannot say that because my father paid for your wedding, so too he would pay for my wedding, which would mean ultimately that there would be less inheritance for the other kids. That doesn't happen. That doesn't count. We don't listen to them. Zechor Banos Mibanim. The parrot concludes, Mishnah concludes that there's one stringency that daughters have over sons, and that is Shabbanos Nuznos Albanos Nuznos Albanos. That the sons have responsibility to feed the daughters, and the daughters don't have the responsibility to feed the sons. And this means, this goes back to what we said in the previous Mishnah, that when a person gets married, in the Ksuba, it stipulates that until a daughter gets married or becomes an adult, the father has a responsibility to feed that kid. So therefore, the moment there's a daughter in the world, she has the ability to have all of her expenses covered till she is either an adult or married, and those expenses are taken off the will before the property is divided by the rest of the kids. And that's because that responsibility came into play before the inheritance for any of the other sons was around.